والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there are many virtues and blessings in reciting Durood-e Paak on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, prayers remain suspended in between the earth and the sky. Nothing from it ascends upwards until you offer durood upon your sweet beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when a person leaves this world, his deeds come to an end. But there are three types of deeds which continue to be rewarded even after death. These are sadaqah ijariya, leaving behind education from which mankind would be benefiting, or pious children who would continue to pray for their salvation. But Islamic brothers, all children, whether boys or girls, deserve the best treatment. We should give them love and kindness as their parents or guardians. But sadly, my dear Islamic brothers, in some homes, equal love is not shown for girls and boys. During the days of ignorance, parents have showed rejection towards girls and preference for boys because they have not yet received the teachings of Islam. Fathers thought the birth of a daughter was a sign of shame and disgrace, so girls were buried alive at birth. Astaghfirullah. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has condemned this barbaric and heartless practice of theirs in the following verse of Surah Naml, translation from the Magnificent Kamzul Iman. And when the good tidings of the birth of a daughter is conveyed to any of them, then his face remains black all along the day. He suppresses his anger, he hides himself from the people because of the evil of this good tiding. Shall he keep it with disgrace or bury it in the dust? Lo, very bad they judge. My dear Islamic brothers, let us look at our present time. How backwards are we? Births of daughters are still viewed with a great deal of pain and disgust because no real material benefits can be achieved through them. However, my dear Islamic brothers, Islam has made it very clear to the believers that the birth of a daughter and her proper upbringing is not only a challenge to the parents, but a glad tiding of obtaining tremendous rewards. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Dawood ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports the following instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In whichever home a daughter is born who is not buried alive like the days of ignorance and is not looked upon as inferior, and the son is not given preference over her, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant such people paradise. So here we're being told by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you treat your sons more superior than your daughters, then you won't automatically be given Jannat. But here, if you're treating your son and your daughter equally, then inshallah you will be given Jannat. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari and the Muslim Sharif that once a lady came to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala accompanied by two daughters asking for help. At that point in time, she states, I had nothing to give besides a piece of date. The lady, she took the piece of date and she split it between her two daughters without eating any of it herself and she left. When the Prophet ﷺ came home, she told the incident to him. On hearing it, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla ﷺ said, those who have been placed under trying circumstances through these daughters and treat them with love and kindness Allah Azza wa Jal will make a cover for them from the fire of hell. So my dear Islamic brothers, we need to think over this. We need to have a little bit of a ponder over this. Do we treat our children with love and kindness? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "He who bears the burden of taking care of three daughters, or three sisters, or two daughters and sisters, and brings them up with love, care and kindness, then gets them married when they reach marriageable age, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward them with paradise." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mujaddid of the Ummah, Reviver of the Sunnah, Destroyer of Bidah, Scholar of Sharia, Guide of Tariqah, Fountain of Blessings, Alama Mawlana Al-Haj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman writes, some Madni flowers regarding the education and the tarbiyah, the training of children. But Islam brothers, listen to these carefully. Even before the arrival of your children, it is their right that you do not marry amongst irreligious and dishonorable people, because morality and immorality is handed down through civilization. Recite Bismillah Sharif before intimacy, so shaitan can't get a share in your children. Immediately after the birth of a child, recite the adhan in the right ear and the ikamat in the left ear. Sweeten the child's mouth with honey so that the sweet taste sweetens the character. On the seventh day, or when possible, perform the child's aqiqah. Shave the child's hair from his head. Weigh the child's hair and give to charity its weight in silver. Rub saffron on the child's head. Name the child Islamically. If it's a boy, name him Muhammad. The mother herself should, or otherwise a pious lady, may suckle the infant for 2 years. Because by this time, brothers, milk also affects parts of the infant's personality. Feed your children with halal food from clean earnings, as haram food and earnings breed unclean habits. By this time, brothers, nobody's saying that we shouldn't work, but it's something to think about, that when we go out, we should, it's actually farz on each and every one of us to earn halal. Deal with Allah Azza wa Jal's gifts, meaning the children, with tenderness and mercy. Love them and be happy with them. Make their hearts happy within the limits of Shariat. Never make false promises to them. This is a habit that we've got ourselves into. We'll promise our children something. We'll say to them, do such and such a task and I'll give you something. But this, whatever we've promised them, we forget about that later on. Be equal when you're around them. So big or small, boy or girl, be equal with them. The first sounds the infant is to be taught are the words Allah, then La ilaha illallah, and then the full kalima. When the child becomes more intelligent, then teach them the correct etiquettes of eating, drinking, laughing, talking, sitting, walking. Teach them modesty, respect for elders and parents, and obedience to their teachers, and if it is a girl, obedience to her husband. Teach them the Quran. Place them in an educational care of a good, pious, Allah Azza wa Jal fearing, wise and experienced teacher. For the girls, arrange a pious woman teacher. Quran recitation must remain constant, and teach them the true principles and the aqaid of Islam and the Sunnah. Because as a clean slate, they will be natural and will want to learn about Islam and the truth, what is haq. Put the love and respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam firmly in the heart of the child, because this is the foundation of Iman and Islam. When a boy reaches 7 years of age, encourage him to perform salah. Explain to him the knowledge of Islam and the Islamic way of life. Explain to him things like masail such as wuzu, ghusl, salah, and the good of sincerity, humility, truthfulness, trustworthiness, justice, modesty, and to think before talking. Teach your children the badness of greed, excessive love of status and worldliness, pride, arrogance, lies, abusive language, backbiting, jealousy and hatred. Be friendly when teaching and educating them. Think, my dear Islamic brothers, when we're teaching and educating our children, do we get angry? Do we get frustrated? Never allow a bad companionship for our children. Protect them from words, looks, and an environment that conditions towards badness, because a tender stalk is easily bent towards any direction. When your child reaches 10 years of age, then be strict if your child is not willing to perform salah. At this age, meaning at the age of 10, the child should have his own separate bed. When they become mature, have them marry. And if by ordering them they disobey you, then use softness and tact to help them understand. Do not abandon your children. My dear Islamic brothers, if we think about it today, a little minor thing, we get angry and even resort to throwing our children out of the houses. Teach the boy to read, write, and guardianship. Teach them Surah Al-Ma'idah and announce their circumcision. Sallu alal Habib. I'm going to mention a few rights regarding girls only. Don't show unhappiness at the birth of a girl. In fact, rejoice at the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. Teach them to sew and cook. Teach them Surah Al-Nur. Show more affection to your girl children, as they are softer hearted than the boys. When giving children anything, don't make a difference between boys and girls. Give equally. When giving anything, first give to the girls and then the boys. An example could be, as we heard earlier, that girls, they're softer hearted than the boys. At the age of 9 years old, keep a special custody over the girls. Make their beds separate. Don't allow them to gatherings that have song and dance. And absolutely no permission should be granted for interacting with strangers. My dear Islamic brothers, the home is their abode. Don't allow them on the balconies. Let them adorn themselves with clothes and jewelry at home, so that proposals of marriage can be made with enthusiasm. When the match is found, don't delay with the marriage. Never marry them to an irreligious person or a sinner, because this is from the authentic traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, in light of these points of guidance, inshallah azza wa jal, the child will become a true Islamic personality. But the parent or guardian should also constantly pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, so that the activation of behavior can be realized. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal has praised those who make dua for their partners and their children. Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74, translation from the Magnificent Kanzul Iman. And there are those who say, "Our Lord, grant us partners and children who are a source of coolness to the eyes." And another verse, the believers make this dua: "And correct for me my children, verily I turn to thee and repent, and verily I am a Muslim." My dear Islamic brothers, have we asked ourselves the question of how am I going to convert myself and my family into portraits of knowledge and practice? Alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers, Dawat-e-Islami has the answer. Listen to the following true accounts. I'm going to tell you two true incidents, and I want you to think about them deeply. In Madinatul Awliya, Ahmadabad Sharif, Hind, India, a lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through infradi koshish, persuaded a young brother to travel on a Madini kafila. This youngster, he had a mindset that I'm going to travel on this 3-day Madini kafila that this brother's prepared me for. When he went home and he spoke to his father regarding him traveling on a Madini kafila, his father turned around and said, "You can't travel on this kafila." His father, the reason he gave behind this was, he was thinking this would impede on his worldly education, and he stopped him from traveling on the kafila altogether. This unfortunate youngster was denied the opportunity of good company. But then coincidentally, this youngster, later on, he started to hang around with a bad crowd and began to consume alcohol. Now his father realized this mistake. He approached the same brother who originally persuaded his son to travel on a Madini kafila and requested he be taken on a kafila to help him kick the habit of consuming alcohol. So the young brother was approached again and invited to travel on a Madini kafila through infradi koshish. But it was too late. The young brother was now not willing to travel on a Madini kafila. My dear Islamic brothers, as parents, we should create a good madani environment for our children from the beginning. Otherwise, by being neglectful of our children, they may end up slipping into bad company. Another incident in Hyderabad, Babul Islam, Sindh, Pakistan. A young man tells his story. He says, I never prayed salah and was addicted to intoxicants. My parents and family were constantly worried about me. It was my good fortune that I was blessed with the ability to take part in the Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami, which takes place every Thursday night. It was at this Ijtima that I put my name down to travel on a 3-day Madani Kafila. He says, Alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, when I traveled in this Kafila, I repented from all my previous sins and made an intention to allow my beard to grow and was blessed with wearing a green Imama Sharif. After the Kafila, he says, I returned home to Hyderabad. When my family saw me wearing the green Imama Sharif, they were shocked. When I came into the house, they just stared at me with astonishment. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he says, I was also able to kick my addiction of intoxicants. He says, I've made an intention to promote the Madani work in my area. And he says, my daughter now studies a Shariat course of Dawat-e-Islami in the Jamiatul Madina. And my two young sons are practicing Quran Hifz at Dawat-e-Islami's Madrasatul Madina. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, if you want to change for the better, if you want to be pious and bring our children up to be pious, then come and join Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, you won't be disappointed. Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has given us a Madani Maqsad, a mission statement. I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. How are we going to rectify ourselves? We're going to rectify ourselves by completing the Madani Inamat Card. How are we going to rectify the people of the whole world? We're going to travel on the Madani Kafilas. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, I want every Islamic brother here today to make a firm intention to come to this Ijtima every week. And inshallah, through the blessings of this, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to make a Madani environment in our homes. Ameen. Inshallah, I'm just going to go over a few sunnate and adabs of sneezing. Alhamdulillah, by traveling on the Madani Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, you get to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a lot of these sunnate and the manners and sunnats are taught on these Madani Kafilas. So it's a request that all the brothers who have time, you've got this opportunity, travel on the Madani Kafilas, just give it a try. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, Allah azza wa jal likes the sneeze and does not like the yawn. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when one sneezes and says Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the angels say Rabbul Alameen. And if he says Rabbul Alameen, the angels say, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you. When sneezing, lower your head as you sneeze and sneeze in a soft tone, as it is foolish to sneeze loudly. One should say Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal after sneezing. It is better to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen or Alhamdulillah Ala Kulli Hal. It is stated in Khazainul Irfan that it is muakkida, meaning emphasized. It's an emphasized sunnah to praise Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of sneezing. It is wajib for the listener to say Yarhamakallah immediately in an audible voice so that the one who sneezes can hear. Upon hearing Yarhamakallah, the person who sneezes should say Yaghfirullahu lana walakum. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and you. Whoever says Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal after sneezing and rubs his tongue over all his teeth, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will be saved from various dental diseases. The valiant companion Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said, whoever says Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal upon sneezing, his ears and jaw will never hurt. The one sneezing should praise Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning say the word Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal audibly, so everyone can hear, so that is wajib on the first sneeze. If the one sneezing says Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal on the second sneeze as well, it is not wajib to reply, rather it is preferable, desirable. The reply is wajib only when one sneezing says Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. If he does not say Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, there is no reply. May Allah Azza wa Jal first of all give me the ability and to act upon what has been said. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله.
اس سلسلے کے بارے میں اپنے تاثرات اور مدنی مشورے 0312-4921-389 اور 0301-2612-176 پر ایس ایم ایس یا فیڈ بیک @madanichannel.tv پر میل کر سکتے ہیں.